Hello, welcome to Four Brummies with Big Tummies. If you like having a tot and chatting shit in the pub, you've come to the right place. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our opinions are entirely our own. They don't represent our employers. You've got Pete, which is me. You've got Chips. You've got Kieran. And you've got Niall. Any questions or suggestions, please find us at abbeysounds@outlook.com and search Abbey Sounds on Facebook and Instagram. Enjoy.
Hello to the third episode of Four Brummies with Big Tummies. Actually, we've actually got all four Brummies with Big Tummies today. We've got Kieran, myself, Pete and Alec. And then we've actually got a special guest, Tom Byrne, who's probably going to become more of a regular. Say hello, guys.
Hey.
Hello. How are we doing?
One day we'll get four. But yeah, it's three or five at the moment.
Yeah. Maybe that averages out to four, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know how the quality is going to sound.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know when we said girlfriends be quiet?
Look who's viewed my page.
Oh, shit.
No, I was going to have a bit hissy fit.
No, finish your conversation, Tom.
I'm finished, man.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't lock my girlfriend in the closet like you do, Becky, so...
Just yourself.
Just FYI, guys, Niall's in a great mood today for this recording. Absolutely fantastic. Anyway, where were you, Niall?
I'm looking upwards.
There we go. I've removed Tom.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Everyone be quiet. I'll restart.
That's got a great reception.
Yeah. No, it is four, Brummies.
Just keep it rolling. This is organic.
Is it organic?
I like it.
I like it.
Right. Oh, yeah. I've just had to remove Tom because his missus won't shut up, and we're trying to record. The sound quality won't be that great anyway because we're recording for the third time, shall we say, over Zoom. We're coming off the back of a third lockdown, lads. So, how is everyone?
I'm absolutely fine, to be honest. Just playing PlayStation, chilling out, having a few drinks, like I've always done. So just hasn't really affected me that much, to be honest.
Nothing new for you there, Pete.
nothing new, really.
Fair, Pete didn't go out before lockdown, did he?
Yeah. It's fine. For us, I'm indoors people.
Catching Google's calling. Nope.
Right, I'm just going to turn off my phone because you're going to keep calling everyone. Anyway, so I thought we've normally tried to start off with Twitter, but at the moment Twitter's just an absolute hailstorm with, you know,
it's all Trump.
Yeah, it's just all Trump and America, and there really is anything funny or good to really go into without going into politics. So I thought we'll hold off on the Twitter for this episode. We did actually get one request via email. Shout out to Jordan Oliver. to do a Top Gear lap time, but for guests as well as the four Brummies, and that's instead to switch it around to do down a pint as quick as you can. Well, a pint, I say. We've agreed
440 mil.
Yeah, 440 milliliter can in a glass as quick as you can. So we can probably start off by doing that if everyone's all right with that.
How sound? I'll get a refill first.
Okay.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Right, so you're getting...
I only have bottles.
Well, you obviously haven't prepared very well.
How much is the whole can? I've only got bottles.
I don't know what you don't. What you understand, Noel. I'm quarantining, so I can't leave the house. So I did a test order with bottles. I did a test order before you said.
Yeah. Because you're not ordering via Uber.
How much is a can, Phil? Is it a pint glass?
Well, a can's like... Probably about
how much off a pint glass?
Just
like three quarters.
About three quarters.
Have you got a pint glass? Yeah.
Can we wait a bit to do it? We just do it in like 5 minutes. My order's come in. So I've got a can then.
Okay then. Well, we can move on to the next section for the time being. Yeah. I thought this one could be very football orientated.
Lovely.
So I thought to start off with, obviously I've had to kick Tom out because he's been a nose. So it's just really Kieran to talk about. We're going to talk about each of our teams first, how they're doing and where you see it going, kind of thing. Like, what are your hope for the rest of the season? So we'll start off with Kieran first with Blues. So go ahead, Kieran. What's the situation with Blues at the moment? They're not doing very well.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me that, mate. I watch most of the games. It's not very fun.
Oh, do you? Fair enough.
Yeah, I got a season ticket, mate. Not sure if you're aware. But,
I think Pat's got a season ticket.
Well, my name's actually on the wall. Hospitality corporate member. No big deal. moving on. But yeah,
so what corporate you in?
The Legends Lounge, mate.
Oh, the Legends Lounge. Oh, yeah.
No, I've actually been there. I think he's been to more Blues games than Villa games. So
2 seasons ago, that was true. Yeah, because I got a free ticket to go to Blues games. So, of course, I was going to take it.
And we had a fantastic day.
Well, I actually went with you as well, Kieran, and we went to see Millwall, and you were meant to be this big, big Blues fan. So we missed the first 10 minutes because we were in the bar. And then half-time came, we went back to the bar. It was freezing. We sat in the bar for 20 minutes into the second half. We went out for 10 minutes. And then you said, shall we just leave and go to the pub? So I said, yeah. So as we were leaving the ground and walking down the road into town, we heard Blues had equalised. And that was the experience of going with the mad fucking Blues fan, Kieran.
Well, I think that's the trials and tribulations of being a Blues fan. It's fucking awful. So if the pub's an option, it's fair.
Well, how are they doing anyway, Kieran?
Well, terrible. We've got a manager who likes to defend, but we concede goals all the time. So it's not really a great mix. We also can't score goals. So if you can't score goals and defend, it's not going too well.
Any Bellingham prospects coming through, mate?
No. I think he was our one in a million. We are planning on retiring a few more youth player shirts, but
yeah, until he returns.
I don't know where I read this, Kieran, but aren't you planning on just getting rid of your academy altogether?
Yeah, we're going to copy the Brentford model. So they've got a B team and they play friendlies against like the biggest European teams. Like Brentford B play against like AC Milan, like under 23s. They play against Real Madrid. So okay. If it works as a model, it's a great idea. But knowing Birmingham and everything they've tried to do in the past, it's probably going to fail.
So I get this right, though, but that's fine. But you don't have like a kids team, though, do you? Isn't it? You don't have anything up to under 14s?
Yeah, we do have it. We still have an academy at the moment, but we're getting...
Yeah, but isn't that the plans, though?
Yeah. We're going to gradually... I think we'll still have under 14s up to that, but we won't have an under 18s or under 23s. It'll just straight be a B team.
Okay, that could be interesting. Do you reckon you're going to get pulled into a relegation?
100%. The annoying thing is, yeah, the annoying thing is we've actually signed some great players, like Sanchez on the wing. I think he could play for a top championship team. We've signed, you know, the new Luka Modric in Halilovic. You know, we went from Barcelona, AC Milan, Birmingham. So his career is really on an upward track.
You're currently 18th.
All right.
18th, 23 points, played 23. And then relegation is 19 points.
Yeah, and like I say, Derby. I did tell you when you wanted to talk about the football. Neither can I, to be honest, Pete. But when you wanted me to talk about Blues, Niall, that it's going to be depressing. So it's not going to be great for the listeners.
Yeah, the last five was lose, lose, draw, lose, lose.
You're looking at those teams that are down there. Like you could see Rotherham and Wickham going down, but you surely think Derby and definitely Sheffield Wednesday, because they started on minus points, have enough in them to get out of it. Forest as well.
They're massive teams, aren't they, though? Mm. Like, if you think you've got Birmingham, and then it goes Nottingham Forest, QPR, Sheffield Wednesday, Derby, Rotherham and Wickham. Maybe Rotherham and Wickham, I'd admit that they're not big teams, but the four below you, essentially, they were pushing mid-table to promotion. So
yeah, Derby were looking at playoffs last year. So
yeah,
and they were in the playoff final the year before, weren't they?
Yeah.
Who did they lose to?
I can't remember. Doesn't matter. Let's move on.
All right. We'll move on to Pete next with Liverpool.
Yeah, like I say, it was going pretty well, pretty to plan, considering the injuries. And then the last few games, we've just really underperformed. I mean, due to the baggies, due to at home, when they've been getting spanked by teams, since. And, you know, drew to Newcastle away, poor result, and then the Southampton loss, obviously compounding everything. It was a lovely goal by Danny Ings. And, you know, we could have done with someone like that because attacking-wise, it hasn't been good enough, unfortunately. Trent was really poor. I think he lost the ball 38 times, which is a stat that's been bandied around, but it's the most in the Premier League this season. He was at fault for the goal. And it's just not been up to standard. I think the only positive for us is that not many teams have been consistent this season. I think no team's won more than four games in a row. So, you know, we just got to take it. It's just a massive game. Coming up in a couple of weeks. I think it's 17th against Man United. So we just need to get a victory there, really, or else they could pull away because they've got.
Where's the title going, Burnley?
I think. I don't know, man. I can't call it. I couldn't call it. I'd say we're probably maybe just favourites, but more than Man United, I'm probably worried about Man City.
The last
two games against Chelsea and Man United, in four Man United team. They've been excellent. So I think they're the main threat. And I think that they could end up on top at the end of the season. But I'm hoping that we can get Jota back and just get some goals again. Because the defending hasn't been too bad, considering we've been without Van Dijk.
What do you think about Klopp saying he's not going to sign a centre-half? Surely you're crying out for a centre-half at the moment.
I think we need to, and I think we've got the money to as well. You know, we haven't spent a great deal recently, so I don't see why we don't have the money to sign someone. Obviously, January is a difficult window, and centre-halves are a difficult position to sign because people don't want to let their centre-halves go, especially not in January.
Yeah, not in January,
Key part of the team, aren't they?
Especially if they're clicking.
Players. Yeah. If they're clicking to get a new person in there, you know.
Yeah.
But it's more the attacking that's been worse than the defending, frankly. It's not like we've conceded loads, really.
Well, you're on 33 points. City's on 29, but they're on 15 games played. You're on 17. And then, obviously, United's got a game in hand on you with the same amount of points. And your recent form's a loss, draw, win-win. So it's not exactly the greatest form, let's say.
What is it?
So Pete's just gone to get his Uber Eats delivery for his beer for the night. As Chips was saying, City's just got... I think they did have two 11-man squads. I don't think they have that anymore. I don't know. I think now they're clicking, it makes sense, but I don't think they have the depth that they used to.
You know, I agree, but I think Aguero coming back is huge for them.
Yeah. what is it?
Obviously, you guys can't see, but Kieran's made Pete's face as his background on Zoom. It's really funny.
It's a good plan, to be fair.
We'll move on to the Villa.
No, we don't have to. We can skip that one.
No, we can move on to the Villa. They're currently, you know, 15 games played. They're eighth in the league with 26 points. Fourth, which I think is a possibility, you never know. Fourth, 29 points, and they've played 16 games. So I think we've got a chance if we keep playing the way we're playing.
Definitely. I think with anything, I thought top 10 is a great achievement for us this season, considering, you know, we stayed up by the skin of our teeth last season. 100%. Obviously, you can get more and more excited because we are playing well and beating teams, and you know it's easy to get a bit ahead of yourself. You've got to remember it's not the halfway point yet, as it usually is throughout the season. There's still more games to be played, so I'd like to see where we are by the end of January, mid-February, and then we can have an idea. I also do think we need to make some signings in January as well. I think we need another midfielder.
Well, we've still got Barkley out, haven't we? This COVID thing, we don't know who it's hit and how badly it hit. It's meant to have hit us quite bad, obviously, because we're playing our whole academy against Liverpool tonight.
Yeah, just seen the teams have just come out, by the way, just a bit of context. But yeah, we're playing a pretty strong team, and you've got all your youngsters out. It looks like
have we got any first teamers out, Pete? Because I haven't seen if they've just.
I can't see anyone that I recognise. They all look under 23 so far.
It's Delaney is managing the team, managing the game.
So you think Smith's been hit by COVID as well?
No, the whole first team.
The whole first team?
the whole first team is self-isolating because I think it was 14 players, including 14 first team staff, including 9 players.
In Grealish
that hasn't been released yet. But then look at Grealish. He's playing like the form of his life at the moment. So I hope this doesn't, you know, curtail him.
Yeah, same.
Well, obviously, you're not that buzzing. And to be fair, Kieran, if he wasn't playing for the Villa, I'd be absolutely loving it. But he's our best player at the moment. So yeah, even
Noel does have a hatred for Grealish, if anyone doesn't know.
Yeah, I fucking hate the little cunt. But he's absolutely class, and I can't deny that. Even, no matter how much you hate a player, you can't deny him being... I mean, he's definitely a top four player, without doubt. I don't know how you can deny that. And then we've got Tottenham and City next. So again, like if this really hampers us with the COVID thing and everyone's got to isolate, I mean, I weren't expecting loads of points, but if we can get 1 point from them two games, Tottenham and City, I think we're laughing. I think that'll be a great result.
I think the Spurs game is going to be postponed. I'll be very surprised if it's not. I almost think the game's going to head tonight against Liverpool in good faith because of what happened last season where Liverpool played their under-23 team.
Yeah, it's like roles reversed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like swings around about. So I almost think they've just said, let's just do it because they did it last year. But I'll be very surprised if the Spurs game goes there because...
They just need to give some of the first team a rest, though, really. He's been playing every game, so it's a good time.
Well, that's my main point. That's why we need a few January signings because I think if you look at Villa's bench, I think Villa has terrible. The worst bench in the league when you look at, you know, players spring on. So
yeah, we don't have depth, do we?
Maybe not like Sheffield United or some of the lower teams, but really the relegation threatened teams have probably got a similar bench.
Well, it's the 8th of February today. So Tottenham's the 13th and Man City's the 20th. So you're probably right. Tottenham's probably going to get sacked off. Realistically, we're looking at the 20th of January for our next competitive game in the Premier League, and that's Man City.
I also think the league could get postponed for a month as the whole league because they're getting loads and loads of...
Yeah, a lot of few managers. Steve Bruce.
Steve Bruce said.
I think some managers are doing it tactically, though. I think some managers want a bit of a reset training camp. And then like Allardyce wants it for West Brom. And I think he just wants to try and do it so he can stay up.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
Allardyce wants it because he wants a bit of time with him, doesn't he? Before he's not the grind of each game.
I think some of the staff, to be fair, have got it, and I think one of them at Newcastle nearly was hospitalised, so he was quite ill by it, sort of thing. Because obviously some of the staff members are a bit older, even if they're not vulnerable, they might just have it a bit worse. And he was saying morally, financially, it makes sense, but morally, it might be wrong. Was Bruce's argument. So, I kind of agree with it, but if you can postpone stuff in football, it's so difficult to play the fixture again because so many games especially in this season
of all seasons.
Newcastle's 8 points ahead of the relegation.
It should be okay.
Yeah, it's not. I think definitely the point of West Brom, he definitely wants a reset so he can have time with the players. I don't think they should postpone it. I think Premier League teams have enough depth and they can use their academies. I think maybe the Championship have an argument. I don't think Premier League teams have an argument. I think they've got enough good youth players, reserve teams, etc. I don't think they should postpone the Premier League, maybe the Championship.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I don't really think they should cancel it. If you end up postponing stuff, it could be the Euros gone, definitely. Just they're not going to postpone that again because it's the World Cup year next year, obviously. So I don't know. I don't think it's the best move, but who knows? It's worse than ever now, though. Let's face it. So
yeah, mate. I looked at the cases earlier and Solihull alone. It's like mental.
It's shocking.
Yeah, well, hopefully, it's bad. They said it was going to get worse than winter, didn't they? But
hopefully Portugal still goes ahead in March, guys.
Yeah. Fingers crossed for that. All right, then. Well, we've done our teams. I think, is everyone ready to do their point for times to get on the leaderboard?
Are you timing? Yeah, I've just poured mine, actually.
Yeah.
Are we doing one at a time so we can sit?
Yeah. We'll do one at a time.
Are we just going to do a full pint? That's easy.
Well, no, wait. You said three quarters. So I said 440 milliliter can.
I listened to the rules, Niall. I'm not sure about those two.
What did you get, Pete?
I had to get bottles because they only had four cans. Any crates were sold out.
I had to get bottles. Do three quarters of a pint glass then.
Yeah, well, Pete, I'll fill mine up and then just copy.
Right, what I'll do is I'll show you my glass and you can say whether it's fair enough.
I'm in the same boat, so.
Fucking out. I mean, there's enough notice.
I'm quarantining.
Yeah. So, order an Uber.
I've already got a load of bottles of beer and you want me to order four cans because they're light.
I'm not going to order like four packs.
Get Chloe.
That's exactly Niall, what we want you to do.
Niall was the fun place.
No, I just gave you loads. I gave you loads of notice. I gave you loads of notice.
Did anyone see the message from Nom?
Yeah, can that show
What did Nom say?
He's not happy. He said, I thought he'd be nice seeing us. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Wait, what do you reckon? Is that enough?
I think that's fair enough, Pete.
That's a bit more, but mine's this.
You do have a different point glass, you know.
Fair enough. Hear him off.
It's all right. Well, I don't mind if I've got a bit more because then I can just call bullshit later.
You're a bit of a lad, ain't you, Pete?
I can't imagine you were the front runner, to be fair, Pete.
No, I don't think I would.
No.
Oh, we just scored and I missed it. Fuck's sake.
What, already?
Already?
Yes.
Fucking hell, it's only been 5 minutes, hasn't it?
Yeah, let me rewind it. In the box. Well, Mane, goal. Header. Mane, header. Nice.
Mane's playing as well. He's a strong team.
That's what I mean.
He's playing Mane and Salah. Desperate much.
I don't know. Is he playing Salah? He is, yeah. And Minamino.
Right, okay, so who wants to go first? We're going to do... I'm going to go on my gallery screen.
I'm waiting for my head to go down and my beer first.
Well, yeah, so I'll do Alex. Go Alex, me, Peter, Kieran, if that's okay with everyone. Okay, so Alex, tell me when you're ready and I'll time it. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, he's doing well. He's doing well. Oh, he's dribbling. Okay, that's 8 seconds, 33, Alex.
8 seconds, 33.
You're currently top of the leaderboard.
Can definitely do better.
Okay, I'll have to kind of do mine as I'm drinking.
Kieran's record yours.
No, I'll record mine. I'm a fair player. Okay, so we'll go. All right. 3, 2, 1, go. 5.28.
That's insane, man.
Okay.
Peter, what were the other times?
So we've got Alex at 8.33 and myself is 5.28.
It's a bit awkward. It's on my phone, but I'll try and get it.
I'm in the same boat.
All I need is the way I can see you doing it, Pete. Okay.
Call Berkey in to record it for you.
Okay. Peter. You ready? That's fine, Pete. That's a fine angle.
Not a great angle.
Right. Right, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. Do it again.
3, 2, 1, go. He's taking all this. Oh, he's done it. 6.93.
Fuck.
Right. Kieran, are you ready? I mean, your camera is absolutely terrible.
Is it just dirty? I don't know.
No,
I put my phone in the shower.
Okay. Kieran, tell me when you're ready, mate, and I'll count you down.
I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, 5.39.
That mean the lead?
Yeah, you lost by... I got 5.28, you got 5.39. Close, though, mate.
Convenient how you're recorded.
Well, I'm a fair guy. You know that, Kieran.
Well, you're half right.
Right, okay. So that's the leaderboard. And what Jordan suggested is every time we get a new guest on, we'll get him to down a drink and we'll have like a little leaderboard.
Are we all going to have another go? Because I feel like I can do better.
If you want another go, when after we finish the next section, you can have another go, but no one else.
Oh, I'm going to have another go next week.
Next week, okay.
Right, we've got a whole week of practice.
I'm switching to red now, man.
Oh, well, I've got Desperado.
Got a jam shed now.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? The Shiraz, is it?
The Shiraz, yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice. I've got Desperados for the remainder of probably this call, and then I think I'm gonna go on to Southern Comfort and Lemonade after. All right, next, I thought we'll do. We did mention on the first podcast we did like an England current best 11. I don't know. Have you listened to that yet, Kieran? About our current best 11. Yeah. So I thought, what better, which is every kitchen chat, we go on to England's best ever 11. So from any era, any you can do your own formation, and we'll go from goalkeeper to strikers.
No. So is it not a group one? It's just individual.
Yeah. I don't know about classic players though, to be honest, because we didn't watch them. I just don't like doing that.
Just players we know of. So like, yeah, we can't go back years and years. But
from the '90s onwards, I'd say.
Yeah.
Is that okay with everyone?
Has everyone got anyone from '80s lower?
No, I would just do our era.
But you could have Bobby Moore and Bobby Charlton and stuff like that.
I'd throw in the '90s, like Pete said.
I've got a '90s player that's valid.
I probably wouldn't have had that many before anyway, but just clarify the rules. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We'll do formations first. I've gone with a 4-1-2-1-2.
Solid.
Alex?
Before, did we?
Alex, just look at your notes.
I'm just going to go for a classic 4-4-2.
Go on.
This is what I get. Like, I'm trying to organise it, and this is why
I've made notes.
Thank you, Kieran, because this is why the unexpected couple has broadened its horizons, because trying to organise you is a fucking nightmare. I mean, Jesus Christ, I told Tom to have headphones. He had to spend the first 5 minutes before recording finding headphones, and then he was like, "Oh, it's fine." His girlfriend's got headphones on, and then within 2 minutes of recording, she was shouting and talking to Tom and having a normal conversation with Tom as we're recording.
I do think we should let him back into the second episode, because I think he'll be upset.
No, yeah, he can jump back in at some point, but he's got to understand not to be a twat.
It's his birthday tomorrow, and I do feel a bit bad about that.
He's done that to try and get onto you.
I think I've got my team.
I know it worked. Right, okay. So
I know my team anyway. Yeah, 4-4-2.
Right, 4-4-2. Peter,
I'm doing a 4-3-3.
Okay, and
4-4-1-2-3. It would be sorry.
Okay. Kieran,
4-3-3 with a holding midfielder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's basically my
thought. So as I said, we'll go goalkeeper upwards. I had in goal David Seaman.
I did.
Yeah.
I had Seaman as well, yeah.
Do we all have Seaman?
Yeah.
Excellent. I think he was just fucking class, and he's from Rotherham, so he's extra special, really.
Actually, if he's from Rotherham, can I drop him?
I loved his ponytail. I mean, bar Ronaldinho. But I don't think that really was his mistake. I just think it was class from Ronaldinho with that free kick.
Probably, and even if it was towards the end of his career. People forget.
Did Ronaldinho mean it, though? 100%.
100%.
He pointed at the bench before and told him he was going to do it.
Yeah. And also, I re-watched it on YouTube because it was doing World Cup goals. And you can see where he kick the ball and where Brazilian players are, they're not even remotely in the same area. For someone his quality, he didn't mean that. So he definitely meant it. Sorry, that's what I meant. That.
But yeah, what keeper though? Absolutely huge hands.
Oh, yeah. Shot stopper was brilliant.
I mean, it's one of the best players of all time. I know it wasn't for England, but that Arsenal one against Southampton, was it the FA Cup final? When he just kind of, it's going in. I think it's Pesky Salido who...
Or Pesky, I think it was Salido, 2003, was it?
Yeah. And he shoots and it's on the line and he kind of just scoops it out with his hand. Like, that's one of the best saves of all time, I'd say. Yeah. But yeah, brilliant keeper. And Gabby all agreed on that.
Yeah. We'll go left back. So I think we'll all agree on the left back.
Yeah.
I've got Ashley Cole.
Yeah.
There is no fucking doubt of who the left back is. Ashley Cole was he was the best left back I've ever seen. And he's just sensational, really, wasn't he?
Like, yeah, it's between him and Matt Target, but he hasn't been called up yet.
Well, if only Christian Pederson was English.
If only Neil Taylor was English, Chips would have had him.
Shame he's Welsh, have it, mate.
I think centre-backs, I think there'll probably be about three players in contention here, and I think it'll depend on each individual person's choice. But I'll go mine first. I've got John Terry and Sol Campbell.
I'll go for John Terry and Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah. Alex?
I've got John Terry and Rio Ferdinand.
Peter?
Yeah, I've got Terry and Ferdinand, but I was very close to picking Sol Campbell as well, Noel.
I think Campbell was
incredible. He was a great defender, and it was just a toss of a coin, really. I just think Ferdinand probably did it for longer and played for England for longer, I would say.
Yeah, and
more had more appearances.
And I think both Terry and Ferdinand are better on the ball.
Yeah, but, yeah. Terry was like them both combined, really.
Campbell has that pace. Campbell has that. Yeah. I know Ferdinand wasn't slow either. He had pace, but I think Campbell had the better pace. So if I was putting him with John Terry, I think you need the person what has the quicker pace, and that's why I went with Campbell.
Slightly quicker, to be honest.
Yeah, like Pete said,
wasn't there that thing about? I was going to say, wasn't that thing about Sol Campbell where he was like the quickest in the Arsenal squad? Yeah, he's got the speed record.
I heard about that. I don't know if that was a. But then I heard that about Matthew Upson as well, so I'm not really sure if like any of this is true. Like these bleep test times that people quote about who was quickest, but the defenders are usually quicker than you think they are, really, especially over like a longer distance.
It's normally
physique, haven't they?
Does anyone ever remember the Sol Campbell gamble?
What?
Yeah, it was like a thing that we used to go around in school. It's called the Sol Campbell gamble. So there was like two doors. You had to like pick a door 50-50. And one door was like any girl in the world, and you could shag her. And the other door was Sol Campbell, and he'd bum you. And it was a Sol Campbell gamble.
That's so good. I feel like I've vaguely heard of that. Okay, then. Well, that's got to be the next question. Would you take Campbell gamble?
I would take it, yeah.
I wouldn't take it. Gamble. Fuck that.
I'd have to see.
You've already
got your dream girl, haven't you, Alex?
Exactly, mate.
No. I've just got this horrible image of like you opening the door and then trying to shut it, and then Sol just puts his foot there.
No.
Nope.
Not today.
You took the gamble.
I'd have to see his cod piece before I took the gamble, though.
Yeah. It's bigger than yours, Harlow. I can guarantee that.
Right back. Where have you gone for? I've gone for a bit of a looking at it now. I've gone a bit of a smackhead because I should have gone with the standard, but go on, Alex first. Who have you gone for right back?
Gary Neville.
Kieran.
Gary Neville. Oh, but I think our team is exactly the same.
Peter.
Yeah, I've gone Gary Neville.
Yeah, I should have gone with Neville. I don't know why I put this person down because he's far too young and he's a shit defender. I think
you're Trent.
Yeah, I've gone Trent. I don't know why.
It doesn't fucking start.
It's hard to pick any players of that.
He's too young, and I don't know why I went for it, but I put it down.
He's got potential to be.
He's just so much better.
What did you put as your right back?
Gary Neville, he said.
I just wanted to get Baggers in there.
I didn't really want to pick
him.
Yeah,
true. Kind of
had to.
No, to be fair, but
I think he is the best right back currently and of the ever. And like I say, Trent, in a few years, maybe. At the end of his career, let's judge it then. But right now, definitely you've got to put Gary Neville.
Yeah, that's a bit of competition though, isn't he, Trent?
I'll tell you who looked good against us as well. That Kyle Walker-Peters. I don't know why
Spurs let him go. Is he on loan?
I don't know if he's on loan or not.
I
bet he wasn't that much either, was he?
Yeah, I think it was 6 million, and then but. I think it got announced on the same deal that Spurs signed that Holberg in midfield.
Yeah, he's been a good signing for them though, to be fair. But anyway, it's a bit like
me in midfield destroyer.
We'll go into midfield then. Is anyone else playing a defensive mid? I am. Well, I say defensive mid, but it's kind of holding. I've gone for Gerrard as like a centre mid, defensive mid, like just that centre presence. Centre attacking mid.
I don't know. I wasn't sure about this one. Who to go? I've gone Scholes sitting just because.
I had Scholes.
I feel like he was attacking midfielder, wasn't he, when he was younger? But I feel like when he aged, he got better and then he sat.
Yeah, some of the passes he played.
But he never did that for England. It was only United where he really sat.
He never got better. He got played on the left wing and shit for England, which is a disgrace. But
when you hear like Zidane and all those players calling Scholes the best, that was when he was a forward player attacking, scoring goals.
I don't know if that was his best though. I feel like he was good when he was sitting and he was spraying passes around and stuff.
He definitely was good. I just think he was more. I think he was more of a. I don't know, second plate player, but I think that was his pomp when he was. When he was bursting into the box,
because they watch his like I was reading something about them watching his videos at that La Masia, the Barcelona training camp, like he's a hero over there, whatever. And I think that would be more looking at his, you know, play when he was knocking the ball around, just controlling the game, more like a Xavi sort of a guy. But I understand it. I think both versions of Scholes were very good and won trophies. We're in a team that won trophies. So
I
was toss up to put Gerrard or Scholes there, isn't it, really? Although you can never put Lampard there. He's the only one out of the three.
I think out of the three, Lampard's always my what misses the team.
That's it for me.
Well, I know, we'll get on to it. So, has everyone said they're centre mid, kind of?
You've got Gerrard in CDM?
Right, I've got a 4-4-2. I've just got a flat 4-4-2.
Okay, so who have you got into your other CM then, Alex? Because we'll leave the CM.
Lampard. I know classically it didn't work with them two playing, but I never had the right manager of me, but I would have.
With a really good football manager?
No, they're probably the two best midfielders in the Premier League of our generation.
What, Gerrard and Lampard?
Definitely English. So, you know, how you can't put them in that team, I don't know.
Yeah, you need to get a graphic for these teams on, like, the, your Insta or something.
I'll try and sort it.
Shout out to Joe Lloyd, who's, like, volunteered to be our graphic designer.
Exactly.
That shit out, so,
you know what? I might actually send... If
Pinocchio.
Yeah, if you guys send me your list and your formations, I'll send it to Joe, see if he can do a graphic design, and I'll post it on Insta.
You get it off Ultimate Team or anything. You get it off FIFA, if, like, worst comes to worst.
Has anyone else got two centre-mids next to each other?
No, mine's holding midfielder, but I haven't named mine yet.
Yeah.
Oh, go on then, Kieran. Who have you got?
Mine's holding mid. Me and Kieran are about the same.
I feel like I'm going to get slagged, but Michael Carrick, holding midfield all day, every day.
What a
cracking decision. He probably was. No, I agree with that. I think Carrick...
What?
Was class free? He played.
I'm not saying Carrick as a player is a cracking decision. I'm on about for your 11. Like,
If you're playing an out and out holding midfielder, yeah, like if you want in that team, you want someone to hold the midfield and that's their job. Who is better than Carrick?
Exactly.
Maybe.
And it gives me the chance to play my midfielders in front that I want as well.
Gareth Barry might come close.
He was good, though, when he played for England.
Apparently, he was a nonce, though.
Well, on what evidence there? Just because he played for the Villa?
I mean, what more evidence do you need?
Right, Peter, who was your holding?
A holding midfielder with the Scholes, and then the two in front would be Gerrard and Lampard.
I mean, you've just skipped... You just went, I haven't said my defensive mid yet. And then you just fucking carried on.
Because I've told you I'm holding mid about 40 times now. I keep asking.
Eventually, I'm going to give you a player,
do you know what I mean?
Peter, you literally just said, I haven't said my defensive mid yet.
I did. I said Scholes, and then I went through the whole Scholes, attacking Scholes against defensive Scholes. And me and Kieran had a big conversation about it.
Oh, maybe I missed that. Anyway, we'll go on to the wings. We'll start... all midfield, depending on how you've got it. I've got my left mid as Joe Cole.
Yeah, I'd say.
Peter, Kieran, your left side.
I've got two centre mids, so for me, that's why I wanted to break into the 90s. Lampard and Gazza.
I agree with having Gazza in the team. I have him slightly further up the field.
That's why I've got Carrick to distribute play and then let those two boys get forward.
So you've got no width. In your team, Kieran.
4-3-3 though, so I've got three attackers. So I'll have a centre forward and then I'll have two wide players as well.
All right, well then, who do you have your left wide?
Oh, that's tough. Left wide's always been a bad position for England. Probably John Barnes.
John Barnes, that's not too bad a shout. I didn't watch much of Barnes, so I can't argue it. As long as you didn't say Sterling, I'm very happy. That.
Okay, so my winger. Is it my wingers?
Your left winger.
Oh, God. I feel
it,
like
it should be written down, mate. Yeah,
you thought you had this written down, mate.
I just don't want to say it, but I think I'll I'm going to put Rooney out on the left. And, do you know what, though?
That's when such I did a cracking decision.
When I did the 4-3-3, I wanted to put Shearer in there, and I completely forgot about Rooney. Oh shit!
No, you got to stand by that, Pete. I'll send that to Joe Lloyd. Alex, you had Joe Cole, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
He's a great player, but it's a big shout to him in the all-time England 11.
But he's a really good left, like left.
No, I agree. There's not that many good left midfielders.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you generally think about our, probably in our lifetime, so say give or take the last 30 years, who's been like a solid left midfielder?
And they also always perform very well.
Yeah, and we've always struggled with left-sided. Like at the moment, we're playing strikers.
You know who might be better than Carrick, by the way, just to go back? Owen Hargreaves.
Before the injury.
I just think he had such an injury record. He never played consistently.
Yeah, but Bayern Munich, he was fucking sick.
Then he
moved to United and played for England, he was good for.
But, I'm just changing my thing as well. I'm not
having
the winger.
No, you can't.
I'm not having the winger.
You can't.
I'm changing it.
No, sorry. No,
if Alex can down a point again, I can change my team.
That's on the next episode. He's going to down a point again.
I thought we were doing one every episode, so I was going to start off bad and progressively get better.
No, that's your lap time now.
I'm not having that team.
You are having that team.
No, I'm not. You're the one who
put fucking Rooney as left winger.
Hey, you're going to the window, mate.
I've changed it.
You know, I've Stuart down and remember your tattoo, mate.
Remember your tattoo that scarred you for like a week.
Yeah, it was your mum. Burke is a bitch.
That was the best thing, man.
I wish it did scar me.
It was probably about 2 days after you realised it wasn't going away and it came like a giant lump.
Yeah, and then
it didn't even look like it. It was like Berkey's, like one word. Like,
it was like a Serbian footballer.
The next picture was like Abic, but with no. Berkey, it looked like a Serbian footballer.
The Serbian left winger.
And if you didn't know, Berkey's Pete's mum. So when we were in Zante,
and she is a bitch.
We can all agree on that one.
That'll be on Spotify then.
Yeah. And when we went to Zante, we all got henna tattoos, and Kieran thought it'd be funny to get Berkey's a bitch, but unfortunately, he had an allergic reaction, and it all it basically was on his arm for 6 months.
And then, he was like, people kept asking to see it, and then he showed it to a few people, and he was like, no, you're not seeing it. And then he was just holding onto his shirt.
Every time he came around,
he just holding onto his shirt when someone would see it. He's like, not seeing it.
I wore long sleeves for quite a while.
Yeah, you did.
In like 40 degree heat as well.
Right mid or right winger, depending on how you've got it. I've got
Beckham. My captain, my leader, my legend, David Beckham.
Yeah, David Beckham.
You proper fancy David Beckham.
I do fancy David Beckham. I don't think you fancy David Beckham.
Did. I remember he said to me at a session, he was like, I'd suck David Beckham's cock.
Yeah, I would.
You could tell he wasn't lying either.
I'm deadly serious.
I don't think
you're English or patriotic unless you say that.
I agree. If you're one of the female population or the gay population, you're not British unless he's your number one guy that you love and fancy or whatever, your heartthrob.
Yeah.
But it's the same. Someone who claims to be a straight male, it's just a bit suspect.
If I was going to be gay,
I'd suspect myself, but I couldn't trust myself in an elevator with David Beckham.
Right, has anyone else got a right winger? What isn't David Beckham?
I've put David Beckham.
Let's stop talking about random Beckham before Kieran gets his cock out on camera.
I'm just going off camera for a bit, lads. 2 seconds.
He's got a centre attacking mid, and I've got Paul Gascoigne.
Oh, lovely.
Just behind two strikers. I didn't personally watch him play, but he's become more of a YouTube sensation for me. Watching his clips.
No, I just heard he was good and he should put him in the team.
He did some really good Googling.
Hang on, Chips. Do you want to say that again? Because Pete didn't laugh.
No, it's fine. No, you're the one in the sour mood. I still found it funny. I don't have to laugh.
Okay, Pete. You dickhead.
I was just watching a bit of the game, to be honest.
I've got Paul Gascoigne just behind two strikers. Pete, Kieran, you heard Paul Gascoigne as well, didn't you?
Yeah, Gascoigne and Gerrard. Yeah. Lampard, sorry.
Does anyone else have a CAM?
No, I've got to look for it now.
Yeah.
No, you didn't, Pete. You had a left winger, which is Wayne Rooney.
No redos, Pete.
No redos. Right, we'll move.
You like went mad at Chips for putting Mings in his England team last time, and then you put him in the right centre back.
Yeah,
you're absolutely shocking picking Mings. Absolutely shocking. And then,
yeah, but didn't he pick it? Yeah, but didn't he pick it like something stupid, like left back or something?
No, that was you. I'll put him at left centre mid. Centre back.
Yeah, put him at left centre back.
Maybe. All right, then that was a bit of a sick
off. I'd put him at right centre back. I'd have to.
Where's Kieran?
Joe Lloyd, get that graph. Where else did he put in? Kyle Walker at left back as well. Yeah, good one.
Yeah. Yeah, not great. Not great. Not my finest moment, guys. Not my finest moment. So, strikers. I've got two up front. I've gone for Rooney and Michael Owen.
I've got Rooney and Lineker.
Peter?
I've got Shearer.
You only had one up front. Because you've got Rooney left left wing.
He's not going to stay out there. He's got the three roll.
So who did you have, Kieran? You had Harry Kane.
100%.
You had Harry Kane over Shearer, Owen, Rooney.
Because he'll beat all his records in a few years.
Potentially, yeah. So that's not.
He's on track.
I just didn't want to pick him because his career hasn't finished yet, so I didn't feel like we could put him in the greatest ever.
I just personally don't think how you can
get injured tomorrow, Kieran. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know how you can miss out Rooney. I don't understand how you can miss out Rooney because England's all-time top goal scorer.
You know,
yeah,
even
you've
if
got him in the
left.
Team. Yeah, even though he's in midfield.
Opinions are like arseholes, mate. Everyone's got one. Chill out.
I can't remember where we left out. I think we were just talking about...
Oh, you're in. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Pete.
That fucking Lewis Barry's just scored.
Oh, 1-1. Fuck, I want to watch this game now. Can we just watch the game?
No, we can't just watch the game, Chips.
So watch along now. Take over.
Yeah, I'm not watching it, I promise. Is that Lewis Barry the one that signed from Barcelona?
Yeah. It's a good finish. It's just terrible defending. But yeah, Niall, what were you saying? Like you say, you can just cut all this bit and we'll just skip to what we were talking
about. After we had a quick fag break, we were just on about the strikers.
Curry break.
And then we were just on about how much of a sicko, basically, Kieran is for having Harry Kane.
Harry Kane goal to game ratio, I would say he's saving his career as better than Shearer's.
Yeah, but he's so early still, Peter. Oh, Jesus Christ, lads. Who's what? Putting the sound
Pete,
up? On
That was Peter. I saw him turn the volume down.
Volume down?
You're such a scumbag.
No, it wasn't me.
No, it was me.
Oh, he's Alex. Oh, cheers. Alex, just keep playing. Keep playing the noises that come on the podcast. I fancy listening to all this again, don't I?
Yeah, but you've got nothing better to do. It's you and your Becky chilling all the time. You only work fucking 10 hours a week. The least you can do is listen back to this for a couple of hours.
Oh, I work for Network Rail.
Well, I think that... does anyone else have anything? We've pretty much done the England 11 because you all want to go watch fucking Liverpool against Aston Villa's academy.
And the 23s.
Yeah, I don't know why that's such a important game to watch.
Yeah, but do you know what? Do you know what else, though, Niall? Like, the other night that you were watching Chatterbait again, and it was just loads of guys jacking off. So, like, we talk about poor choices, you know. What was that all about? And then you kept being like, oh, my God, that's another one jacking off. And you wouldn't get off it. You just kept looking at it.
Because
Kieran wanted to suck Beckham's cock and you watching people jack off, you know.
Yeah, would have been better if you didn't stutter between your comments there, bro.
We're going to get a big gay following, which I've got no problem with, but I'm just saying.
If you get any following, it's a bonus.
I said, what I wanted to do was I just watched the South Park episode about Chatterbait and I wanted to watch it, see if it is just guys like jacking off. And it is just guys jacking off.
Yeah. As soon as I'd seen like maybe one, then that's your evidence, really.
What is it? Is it like chat roulette?
No, chat roulette. Chat roulette. Yeah, that's what we mean. Not chatterbait. Chatterbait's really good. It's like a webcam thing for nude women and couples to have sex on.
You're a Becky on that.
But chat roulette. We used to all go on chat roulette, didn't we? When we were in school.
No, it was just you, mate.
No, your house, everyone went on it.
I hope you're like fucking chat roulette shit's not under Abbey Sounds as well. I don't want to be connected to it.
Have you not heard the Abbey Sounds chat roulette channel?
Oh, then lads. Well, I think we'll leave it there because you've kind of lost interest because of a fucking game that we're going to get spanked on.
It's 1-1.
Alex, come on! They're playing a fucking top side team.
Aren't playing tonight, Niall, Mr. Corporate Seats.
That's why. It's why Kieran's not interested. Unless
he's that fight. Look at mate.
Yeah, unless Kieran sits in corporate, he's not bothered about football.
Yeah, but why? If you sat in corporate, why would you leave corporate at the end of the day?
Because you want soul in your football.
Yeah, you want food in your belly.
Okay. Well, we'll call it there, lads.
Can we keep chatting after the recording?
Yeah, we can keep chatting after.
Can we do bloopers?
How did you find your first four Brummies Big Tummies, Kieran? The Brummie with the biggest tummy.
Very underwhelming, to be honest.
You're such a prick.
Can I just give a special mention to Tom because I thought he's brilliant on this podcast.
Tom Byrne made this podcast and his bird's voice. I'll try and edit his bird's voice in so everyone can understand why I had to kick him and ban him from the Zoom group. So
when Nom got booted out, I think that's a highlight for me.
Yeah, me too, Kieran.
It's not as well structured as when we're together. I think people get distracted when they're in the comfort of their own.
But we've never been together because they've all been on Skype.
Yeah, they've all been on Skype, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, Alex.
They've all been a bit shit in
there.
Get your head out of the clouds.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
All right, then. We've been the small rubbish with big tummies. Goodbye.
Bye.
Leaving the millions. See ya.
Bye-bye.